Today, the transport authorities confirmed what we here at ALTA have known for months. They are not ready to implement the R2 Amendment Act nationwide. After various promises from Minister Fikile Mbulula that the R2 demerit system would start today, it has now been pushed back to July 2022, as the authorities must still set up the infrastructure to run it. ALTA is not surprised. It now seems likely that ALTA's legal challenge to the constitutionality of R2 will be heard before the amendment R2 Act comes into effect. This is, of course, a good thing. Our challenge, filed in July 2020 in the Pretoria High Court, is set down for hearing on 18 October 2021. What seems extraordinary is the transport authorities themselves were apparently not aware of how unprepared they are. In Minister Mbulula's budget speech on the 25th of May, he said, "We are on track with our target to proclaim 1 July 2021 as the effective date for the nationwide rollout of R2. Today, he had to admit that the demerit system will start a year later in July 2022. ALTA is definitely in favour of holding to account any motorist that disobeys traffic laws. But R2 is not the answer. Government is unable to administer this process effectively.